Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Rev Ing Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to set the intention of our time together with Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
So, my beloved, it's important, as every Sunday when we come together, that we set the intention, that we're intentional of our time together. It's not just important that we set the intention for this particular occurrence. It's important that we set the intention for whatever it is that we want to be, do, have, achieve in this life. To set the intention is to bring the focus onto that which it is that you're being intentional about. So today, the 29th of January, we are on the eve of the season of nonviolence. So we are going to be intentional about truly embracing and embodying what nonviolence means. It feels it's been a week where I've been assaulted with various stories and requests for prayers where violence had been at the heart of it. And this morning, as I was going back on my iPad to see when we actually started joining in the season of nonviolence, was back in 2013. And I found a quote that I had shared on a blog that I had written back then by Gandhi, who says, "Nonviolence is not a garment to put on and off at will. Its seat is in the heart, and it must be an inseparable part of our being. Nonviolence is not something we put on and off like we're taking off an old jumper, but it's got to be a part of us. It's got to be so insaturated in our heart that it's a natural response and reaction. I know for myself that I wrestle. I absolutely wrestle with trying to be peaceful and calm. Just on Friday, I've had heating issues, which is related to my Wi-Fi issues, and I phoned British Gas, and long story short, I found myself being very short with the person on the other end. And I apologized. You see, all of these small things that we consider small are expressions of, we wouldn't say violence, but it's definitely not peaceful. It's definitely not loving and kind and supportive. So if we're truly going to honor the season of nonviolence, we truly have to set up now being intentional in that daily we will look at each principle, that daily we will consciously, I underline that, consciously be intentional to follow that principle for the day. And I can own that it has challenged me over the years, and I've been doing this more than just the 4 years, that we've been doing this season of nonviolence. It's challenging because our ego will always want to take us off in the direction of righteous indignation. We're entitled to be angry. We're entitled to be upset. We're entitled to accuse this person or that person in a violent way. We feel justified. The thing is, whatever we as individuals do, however we show up as an individual, even though we may not see it, even though we may not recognize it, it is affecting the collective psyche and consciousness of mankind. It is very easy to get caught up in the swell and the feelings of upset and irritation and annoyance and anger and all of the other adjectives we could choose to ascribe to what's going on in this world at this moment. To what people do that are so unkind and thoughtless. But this morning, as I posted on Instagram, a quote that referred to the fact that if you love the rose, you have to love the thorns as well. Being an expression of the divine, being a conduit for that life and presence and love to express through, requires us to love the rose and the thorns. To love the people who are the bigots, the xenophobes, the anti-feminists, all of the things that truly in this 21st century, how many years mankind has evolved or should have evolved to, have failed to. And you will recognize that these people operate from a level of fear, and that is the true enemy. So in the season of nonviolence, I invite you to consider this pledge, one that you should think about honoring on a yearly basis as we do this work together. Because if we're going to want peace in this world, it has to start with us. With us in our immediate relationships, into our families, into our work communities, into every sphere of life that touches us. So let us pledge and commit to respect ourselves and to respect others. Let us take this time to recognize that we can communicate better. Let us take this time to listen carefully to what the other is saying. Let us take time and pledge to forgive, to respect nature, to recreate nonviolently, to be courageous. Let us make these pledges. And over the weeks, we will look at them more in depth. We can't say we want a peaceful world and don't do our part to bring in peace on earth. And it really does begin with us. There is no point and nothing to be gained by pointing the finger at someone and saying they need to change. They need to be different. It starts with us. It starts with us. It starts with us. Our science of mind reading is entitled Living a Spiritual Life. The first quote comes from page 22, Keys to Wisdom, and it says, "We are one in God, and God is one in us." The second quote comes from page 503 from the Science of Mind, and it says, "God is greater than all human mistakes, and in God alone is there peace and happiness." So often we students of spirituality long to live what we consider spiritual life. Well, The truth is, we already are. If our belief in unity with God is a great truth, we are already irrevocably connected with the universal presence, and do not have to worry about becoming so. What may be confusing about our spirituality is that we also are immersed in a human experience, as Pierre Teilhard de Chardin wrote. And some of the things we experience in our humanity may not look very spiritual. Perhaps our search should be about how well our spiritual inheritance translates into our human lives. We could ask, am I emulating deep spiritual qualities in my everyday life? Am I kind, loving, creative, compassionate, and willing to learn? On the other hand, am I hateful, mean-spirited, gossipy, critical, and close-minded? The ways in which we answer these questions will give us clues into how well we are using our infinite power. The good thing is that these personal uses of our divinity are not etched in stone. We can self-correct at any time, and in fact, enlightened self-correction is our great tool. We can change our mind, we can be open to inspiration and guidance, we can modify behaviors. We can live lives that are more reflective of our natural spirituality. And we can bring more of our light into the world than ever before. The story that I want to share with you today is based on actual events that occurred this week that's just gone by. As you know, I have my dear spiritual soul buddy, Jose, in New York. And he called me at about 1:45 in the morning. He texted me, said, are you still up? Can I call you? And I texted to say, yes, I am. And he said, I just need to ask you to pray. And so he called and he related this story to me about his dear friend who had another friend who had visited him. And as soon as he got back home, called his friend and asked for prayers for his grandson, Logan Cole, was at school. He's 16 years of age and was in the bathroom when another young classmate came into the bathroom and shot him first in his chest and then in his back. As he fell to the floor and lying in a pool of blood, he opened his eyes and recognized his assailant and had the presence of mind to call him over. And as the young man went over to him, he said to his assailant, look, look closely and see what you've done. I beg you, please don't do this to anyone else. With that, the young assailant went into the bathroom and locked himself in one of the cubicles. The coach, on hearing the gunshot, and someone else, I believe, went into the bathroom and there saw the young man lying in the blood. He explained that the shooter was in the cubicle. They went, spoke to him, and managed to get him to come out and hand over the guns. He had guns and other things that presumably he was going to use on some of the other students' bodies. They got the young man to hospital, Logan. And Jose's friend sent me a small video of the parents giving a news interview. And the father spoke of how his son had taught him so much to be so forgiving and was gracious enough to ask for prayers to include the shooter's family, who too was going through turmoil at what had occurred. His son was still critical. There were open wounds on his back and there were pellets still in his lungs. And so we're definitely beholding Logan Cole in prayer. As he shared this with me, I was overwhelmed and overcome with just how violent the times that we are living in have become. It seems that there isn't a day that goes by without something, some news tidbit, some posting on Facebook, somewhere I'm seeing, reading, hearing about. And this is even though I don't read newspapers and look at the TV news. There's such a level of violence, such a level of blatant hatred that is being shared across the globe. And it underscored even more so why the season of nonviolence is even more necessary in these times. It isn't going to happen and it isn't going to change overnight because there is something in the human gene that just perpetrates this level of hatred and fear. The Course in Miracles says that everything that is not love is a cry for loving. I don't know what was going through the assailant's head that would make him feel that it, whatever it was okay to go and take the lives of others. And for the young Logan who laid there and had the presence of mind to be able to speak to his assailant in such a open, compassionate and kind way to stop him from going and carrying out further rampage on others. But I do know that it is incumbent on each of us to consciously do this work on ourselves. This invitation to partake in the season of nonviolence is more imperative now than at any time before. Mankind is on this cusp where we could go either way. Whilst I have no qualms or concerns about dying, and sometimes I feel that maybe if mankind wiped itself off the face of the earth, the rest of the planet would be better off. And those are just my personal views. I still recognize that we are here collectively to grow and to be the expressions of life and love that we were created to be. And so I invite you in this season of nonviolence to truly take time daily. And I know it's always easy to think, you're too busy, I don't have the time. But trust me when I say we don't have the time and cannot afford the time not to. I took this quote from Olive Moore, who said, hatred is a passion requiring 100 times the energy of love. Keep it for a cause, not an individual. Keep it for intolerance, injustice, stupidity. For hatred is the strength of the sensitive. The power and its greatness depend on the selflessness of its use. And whilst hatred is not a word that I personally use, I understand what she is speaking to. That level of emotion that hatred engenders, use it to be against injustice. Use it to be against intolerance. Use it. Turn it around and make it to be something that is used for constructive use and not destructive use. So I want to share with you, and as always, the principles will be on the website. They already are, the Sunday Soul Connection, and just hit the tab. January the 30th, it's courage. Eleanor Roosevelt says, you must do the things that you think you cannot do. So, embrace things that you feel, that you have been afraid of, that you have stayed away from. Find courage. January 31st, which is Tuesday, is smiling. Someone once said, use your smile to change the world and don't let the world change your smile. So take the opportunity to smile at least 3 people for no reason other than you're doing your part. February the 1st, which is Wednesday's appreciation. Someone said you should always appreciate what you have before it becomes what you had. Take time at the end of the day, maybe, to just write down 10 things you appreciate about yourself. February the 2nd, Thursday, is caring. Audre Lorde said, I have come to believe that caring for myself is not self-indulgent, but caring for myself is survival. Self-care is something that we don't do enough of because we've been conditioned to think it was selfish. But you cannot give from an empty heart. So take care of yourself so that you can be more caring and loving towards others. Friday is believing. Emerson says nothing can bring you peace but yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that you are one with the transcendent, and one with the transcendent is one with all the good there is. And Saturday is simplicity, February the 4th. Confucius said life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Think of three ways you can simplify your life and put at least one of them into practice. The six principles for the week ahead, for which you can, as I said, find greater details on the site for, that you can start to embody. The season of nonviolence is a way of daily cultivating a conscious way of being at peace and being nonviolent. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. As we bring our attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. We can go for days or weeks without food or water, but only for moments without the breath. As always, I share the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made us. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives us life. And so as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Breath as I breathe out slower.
As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing.
See you.
or interactions with strangers, with family, cordial. See yourself energized, faith-filled, accomplishing all that you need to accomplish with ease and with grace. And any challenging experiences you've had in the past week, see them behind you, knowing that God is within and without, and that you are one with this intelligence, this presence, this life force. And that all is well. See for yourself anything else you wish. Take a deep breath in and out as we bring our attention into our prayer circle. As always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of a prayer at this time. For there is nowhere where the divine is not. Divine beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. Thou art the intelligence, the one mind, the one presence, the one power that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where you are not. You are the intelligence that keeps the stars, the galaxies, the cosmos in this place. There isn't anything that is outside of your presence. So in these interesting times, we ask for more peace in our hearts, for more peace in our relationships, for more peace in our world. And we recognize that in order to have that, we must be the vehicles of peace. We must be the vehicles of acceptance, of love, of compassion, of kindness. As the Lumen Gandhi said, we must be the change we wish to see in the world. So touch our hearts, our minds, our spirits, that we may truly step up and embrace this truth, that peace, that love, that acceptance, that kindness, that compassion starts with us. Let us be brave enough, courageous enough, strengthened enough, to do what needs to be done in this world, starting with ourselves. In this week ahead, may we truly embrace the principles that we are practicing this week of courage, appreciation, of caring, of believing, of simplifying lives, and just smiling. Let us know that these are things that we can all do, and we don't have to wait until a particular time to do it, because now is the time. For those who are in hospitals that are suffering from sickness, disease, suffering the effects of violence, as young Logan Cole is, and for all those that are the victims of violence, violence perpetrated of man against man, either via war, neglect, or assault. At this time, we hold in our hearts all of those that are in need of healing and pray for their recovery. As we pray for the perpetrators of these heinous crimes and offenses against humanity. Let your love touch their hearts, touch their minds. That all that is going on, the hatred, the bigotry, the thinking that one race is superior to another, may that dissipate and our true nature, that is love, come to the fore. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. It is written in the Psalms that the earth is yours, the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwell therein. May we remember that this world is something that we are only here to caretake for. May we be more respectful and loving of its seas, its waters, its air, its earth,
so that all inhabitants have the right to live. May we stop seeking power and greed over the necessities of all that lives on this beautiful planet. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, you know our individual needs. You know our individual wants and desires, for it is written, before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. So for anything I have failed to ask, I know you will not fail to bless, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, for your eternal blessings, for your endless mercies, we are ever grateful, and so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones as we speak our daily affirmation.
All participant lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our first affirmation comes from our Science of Mind reading. So repeat after me. I am the place where God stands forth in the world. I willingly bring my divine good into life. As I reveal God more clearly and lovingly than ever. Our Buddhist meditations, I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed.
I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone.
And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Now our prayer of protection, the light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And so, my beloved, as we come to the close of today's Sunday soul. There will be no 10-10 this week as I am away, but I will be back for next Sunday's Soul Connection. My benediction is by John O'Donohue. May you have the courage today to live the life that you would love, to postpone your dream no longer, but do at last what you came here for, and waste your heart not on fear no more. And so we are trusting that the Wi-Fi will hold out, and I'll be able to play a song I came across yesterday that totally blew me away. It's Dion Kipping, and it's entitled Pray for the World. Enjoy. Okay, we have a backup plan. It's season of nonviolence. Okay, so my second song that we have lined up is this one.
They got plenty of fear and nothing to do. Another somebody's gone too far and makes you want to put up your guard. Fear is easy, love is hard. So we draw up another dividing line. We label each other and we choose a side. Build a bridge across. Fear is easy, but love is hard. Fear will leave you hiding in the dark, but love will bring the light to your heart. Do not be afraid.
That was Jason Gray. Fear is easy, love is hard. I look forward to joining you next Sunday. Have a wonderful week, and please practice the principles of nonviolence. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.